in the various parshiot of the last few weeks, starting with Truma, then Tetzaveh, Kitisa, today Vayakhel, Pekude. We reread and read again all of the details of the tabernacle. Everything that was used to build the tabernacle, to adorn the tabernacle. And then woven throughout this story, as you might remember, are the details of what the priests wore during their service. And I love reading these details because I like to find those pieces that are hidden and at the same time highlighted within our tradition. And so I was rereading what the priests adorned themselves in before committing any kind of holy work. We read that the high priest would have a breastplate, various belts, different kinds of pants that he wore, but there's one thing that has special recognition right within the verses of Torah, and that was his coat. You see, the coat of the high priest was one of the most beautiful pieces of clothing that people would see. It was a beautiful bluish-green wool. And at the bottom of this particular piece hung 72 bells. In fact, some say the bells were in the shape of pomegranates. And within each pomegranate was a little clapper. And the Torah says that before Aaron would enter the sanctuary, he was commanded to put on this coat. And the commentators wonder why. Of all of the pieces mentioned that he's supposed to wear, why does he have to wear, in particular, the coat? And of course, the commentators point to those bells. That when he put on the coat, the bells would ring, and not only would Aaron hear the bells, but who else? The people of Israel. Nachmanides, the medieval commentator, gives us, I think, a beautiful reason why Aaron and the people of Israel were supposed to hear those bells. He writes that the act of putting on the coat is analogous to someone knocking on the door of a king before entering and beseeching that king for something. That every time Aaron put on this coat, it was a reminder, I am about to perform the holiest of tasks. I'm about to enter God's sanctuary. And likewise, every time B'nai Israel heard the ringing of those bells, they said to themselves, well, Aaron is about to perform a holy task. I wonder if my own behavior at this particular moment, the moment that I hear the ringing of the bells, is my behavior worthy of a connection with God? Am I proud of what I'm doing? Am I proud of what I'm about to do? And as I was reading this commentary, I couldn't help honestly feel a little sad because I thought about the world that we live in today and how noisy it is. It's hard to hear ourselves. This is probably the quietest moment of my week. Think about the noises that you hear. Whether it's the horns honking down Beverly Glen or Wilshire, whether it's the TV blaring, whether it's noise for the sake of noise or the music from the radio or Pandora, it's hard to turn off those sounds. But the challenge becomes listening and distinguishing. Distinguishing between the sounds that we hear on a daily basis and finding the sounds that we so desperately need to hear so that we feel and heed God's call. Aaron and B'nai Israel had their, if you will, holy alarm clock. They had the bells. So I ask you this morning to sift through your noise, whatever it may be. Find what it is that will rectify your behavior and call your attention to God's holy work. Find your bells. Find your alarm clock. Happy listening. Shabbat Shalom.